like whoosh.
Hello, everybody. And some of you have transferred over from the other program that we were just having with the Esoteric United Nations. Thank you for being here with us for our daily vigil. It is still necessary, although, well, I think the worst thing is that the nation is so divided. And that, two groups of people, what are you going to do? You have Gemini and you have Mars in Gemini in the chart of the United States. And that is, in a way, the Civil War all over again. Only it's different now, as it's not perhaps so localized, although if you look at the map, we find a very strong localization in the central part of the nation and in the southern part particularly. Still, the Jupiter, the second ray, the blue, has prevailed. And it will be difficult, but eventually the soul of the nation must win over those souls, bring them in that are on the sixth ray and help greater light be seen and a less dogmatic approach. And that's why we, there's still danger because every possible obstructive possibility will be attempted if it looks like it can net some kind of gain for the forces of obstruction and their representatives. So we will not let our guard down. As Master Moria suggests, we must not let our guard down. The second attack is always unexpected and more lethal than the first that we may have warded off. And so we continue our daily work with these fairly brief meditations, and I'll simply turn it over to Tuya for that process.
And I welcome you all as well. And the idea is that we have the meditation. We have been working with colors in earlier meditations. Today we have a little bit a change in that meditation because today has been the new moon in Scorpio. We will consider that at the moment. And then we have the meditation and we just end. So we do not have any discussion then. So we will start our meditation.
Center, I the soul will outward move. From that center, I the one who serves will move.
Let us imagine that we are standing together, hand in hand, in very strong alignment. And really feel it, that it is strong alignment of brothers and sisters in the sacred circle. Today was the moment of the new moon in Scorpio. Let us have a few ideas with what we are going to work. Earth is the base of the spine center, and we find very strong wheel line of energy. We can think about that this energy is helping the personality to be equipped into shape. Also, this time, the new moon in Scorpio is the time of so-called Diwali, the festival of lights, which means the return of Lakshmi, Venus, the energies of the soul. So let us be aware of that and have this kind of creative imagination, how this energy is purifying us. Purifying our physical body. Etheric field. Astral field. Lower mental. And then whole personality. We withdraw our consciousness from the personality and its vehicle and enter deeply into the presence of the soul. And feel yourself established as a soul within the field of light, love, and spiritual power. Merge yourself as a soul into a deep sense of the group soul. Imaginatively unite in soul with all these spiritually minded people at the moment in this meditation. And with all women and men of goodwill and the members of the new group of world servers in the world. Let us visualize that the group soul is merging into the one soul of humanity. And now we have the aspect of that we merge with the soul of United States of America. Let us visualize the group under Karana, and we project a line of vivid white light upwards. And we are aligning with the Dharma of the United States. I light the way. Projecting a beam of pure white light. And seeing that the group is a recipient of this light of the soul of United States, I light the way. Because new moon is so much also about the energies of Shambhala, let us align in our minds with Shambhala. It is matter of the higher ethers of the physical plane. And only when man has developed etheric vision will the mystery lying beyond the Himalayas be revealed. It is a world of pure energy, of light and of directed force. It can be seen as streams and centers of force, or forming a pattern of consummate beauty, or potently invocative of the world of the soul and of the world of phenomena. It therefore constitutes, in a very real sense, the world of courses and of initiation. And let us now, in our creative minds, imagine that the group is a recipient of the energy of divine purpose from Shambhala. And in that purpose from Shambhala, is the purpose also of United States of America. So now when we have the new moon energies, we think of them as a moment of power when the solar energies impress the lunar energies or the personality. So we can think about how these powerful energies are impressing upon the lunar energies or the personality in US. And we meditate along the line of the first ray. So we ponder on situation in US in the fields of politics. Religion and economics, which must be impressed and changed by the divine purpose. Working lovingly and intelligently through the divine plan. Ooh. Try very strongly that the group is as open as possible to this energy of divine purpose, working through the divine plan. And we try now the ways in which we can individually and as a group aid esoterically in the expression of divine purpose through the divine plan in United States. This moment can be a great moment of releasing light. And we align ourselves with the Master R. Rakoczy. Who is the regent of Europe and America? So there is a great plan stored in his mind, the Lord of Civilization. Oh. Connect with the world centers, planetary centers, seeing them forming the five-pointed star of humanity. We reflect that via New York, which is one part with London, Geneva, Darjeeling and Tokyo, and the most active triangle is between New York, London and Geneva. See this living, shining five-pointed star now above the group, through which the energies of this new moon, first ray energies are pouring, shambolic influence is pouring into the group. And we all are responding. Through New York, we now align also with the great triangle of United States, which is formed by New York, Los Angeles and Washington. Let us try to really sense that energetically, recognize through which the plan is working in the United States. New York being the throat center of US, ooh. Los Angeles, the heart center of United States. Washington, the head center of the United States. Let us dedicate ourselves under the will of Christ and His purpose. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Let us welcome His presence. We again imagine the great sacred circle of brothers and sisters. And again, we are asking the American disciples, imaginatively now step into the center. So we are performing two circles, and we others, we are making sure that we are holding our lines unbroken, while the American disciples who have their duty and dharma in different ways can work protected and undisturbed. We are going to continue using the mudra of Appaya, fearlessness. And we all hold that during this meditation. The mudra is, we can say it is the first ray language. It's unspoken speech. It is establishing the law, and that's why we are working also with mudras. It's divine speech. While we are holding this, we are chasing away all fears in the workers of light, men and women of goodwill, disciples and aspirants, the new global servers, as well in people in general. Thus fear is always the thing which separates people. Now I'm asking all American disciples to now imagine me deeply to something. What you see must be corrected or brought some light, bring some light. And the outer group, as said, we are working now strongly, creating the protective field. While we are now going into deeper our work, and at the same time we all are aware of this governmental triangle or White House, executive branch of government. Capital, legislative branch of government. Supreme Court, judicial branch of government. Now we will use the rose color, which is acting upon the nervous system. All this inflammation in many human activities at the moment needs to be calmed down. So we use this color. And to the removal of depression and all symptoms of deviation, to increase the will to live according to the divine law. And we see through this triangle, this light pouring in and pouring out horizontally. And see how it is filling the aura of US. We imagine the Christ standing in the center of this triangle. And this is symbolizing how everything belongs under His commands to His kingdom. There are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. DK says, to this end, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant, steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation. Invocation number 2, led by Michael.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
One minute silence. Bring illumination through the evocation of the will. And we call the protective forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael and his saving force, to create a wall of protective energies. To keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. We now create a wheel of fire with seven spokes, what Master DK has been teaching us to do for strong protection. In deep alignment with the inner work of protection, visualizing the Lord of Love standing in the center. Before us, we create in our creative imagination a wheel of fire with seven spokes. Seeing yourself and the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel, which is radiating with the living, all-consuming substance of love from the Sacred Heart of the Lord. Yourself and the group merging, and as if we were that hub. From that central position, we send out seven streams of living fire radiating upon the United States in all rainbow colors. The governmental triangle being protected by this living wheel of fire with its seven streams of love. The wheel spinning, the protective energy which is being spread into all directions, into every single state. Demanding the law to be followed and to be established everywhere, in every state. the clarion is heard. We will stand for the law, establishing the good law and victory of law. This fills the whole aura of United States and finally embracing the whole planet and thus bringing the hope. Bring imagination through the evocation of love. The second aspect, or of sentient response to the world, soul in all forms. We bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. May the intelligent actions take place. And we visualize the light pouring out from the soul of the United States. Uniting all the warring groups. And we end our meditation by stating, may thy will be done, not ours. And now the American disciples will enter into the bigger group and will perform one great sacred circle of brothers and sisters and continue our standing. And we may release our mudra.